Hi, it's Sam and Claire. Welcome back for another Breida Brew, our weekly roundup of life in the Breida community.
Feels like we're catching up with friends from all over the world this week.
Yeah.
Seoul, Strasbourg, Berlin, even Brazil.
Wow.
You could say it's a pretty global brew this time around.
Absolutely. And speaking of global plan, I finally managed to book those flights for my trip next month.
Oh, nice.
I was starting to think I'd be stuck planning forever.
The joys of trip planning. I can relate. I spent most of the week trying to organize a mountain of research for upcoming episodes.
Yeah.
But let's escape into Breida world for a bit. Where shall we start?
Well, we have to check in with Natalie in Seoul. Remember, she's the French expat who's been living there for a while now.
Right, right.
It seems like her cousin and family decided to visit during the French school holidays.
Oh, a family reunion in Seoul. That sounds like a recipe for some great stories.
It definitely was. Natalie's a meticulous planner.
Uh-huh.
So she had this whole itinerary mapped out.
Yep.
But as you can imagine, traveling with children throws a wrench into even the best laid plans.
Oh, no.
They ended up having to be much more flexible than she anticipated.
I can only imagine. Kids have a way of turning even the most structured trip into an adventure. Did they still manage to enjoy Seoul despite the unexpected detours?
Oh, absolutely. It sounds like the girls were instant hits with the locals.
Oh.
Natalie mentioned they were getting sweets and compliments everywhere they went. They even stumbled upon some traditional archery.
Oh, wow.
At Nansang Tower.
Huh?
And ended up getting an impromptu lesson.
That's so sweet. It's amazing how children can create those little moments of connection, even in a place where you might not speak the language.
Exactly. And, you know, it wasn't all smooth sailing, of course. Natalie said navigating food preferences was a bit of a challenge, especially with chopsticks and spicy dishes.
Right.
Let's just say there were a few pizza nights thrown in for good measure.
That sounds familiar. Sometimes you just need that familiar comfort food no matter where you are in the world.
Speaking of comfort.
Yeah.
Natalie's cousin's husband is a keen angler.
Okay.
And he was pleasantly surprised to find some great fishing spots by the Han River.
Yeah.
Apparently, he didn't expect to be casting a line in the middle of a bustling city.
See, there are always hidden gems to be found, even in places you think you know. What really struck me, though, was their observation about how safe they felt in Seoul.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about a city of 15 million people, and they were highlighting how secure they felt, which is quite something.
It is. And you know what else they noticed? Apparently, Korean teenage tour groups can get quite boisterous in museums and palaces, something Natalie wasn't quite used to.
That's funny. It's a good reminder that teenagers are teenagers no matter where you go. End-of-year school trips are a universal experience, it seems.
Speaking of travel, it looks like Monica from Australia is gearing up for her own European adventure.
Oh, right.
She's planning a trip to visit family in Germany and is looking for some insider tips from the Breida community.
Oh, yes, Monica. If I remember correctly, her 2020 trip was cut short because of the pandemic. She had a race back to Germany and then on to Australia just before the borders closed, right?
That's right.
Yep.
So it seems like she's determined to make this trip extra special. She'll be visiting Strasbourg and Berlin for the first time and probably won't have the opportunity again anytime soon.
I can understand why she's reaching out for recommendations. Local insights can really make a trip so much richer, especially when you're exploring new cities.
Absolutely. And Clee, remember Natalie's daughter, who is now living in Seoul?
Yes.
Chimed in with some great suggestions for Strasbourg. She recommended a cheese-centric restaurant.
Okay.
Called La Cloche Fromage and La Petite France, a charming neighborhood with traditional houses and canals.
Sounds lovely.
She also mentioned her own personal favorite, La Corde à Linge, for its unique dishes and traditional ambiance.
Those all sound lovely. I'm making a note of those for myself.
Then we have Babette from Germany offering suggestions for Berlin.
Yeah.
She recommended the DVR Museum for a glimpse into East German history, a bus tour with a stop at Checkpoint Charlie, and some of the iconic landmarks like the Brandenburg Gate and the Reichstag. Of course, she also threw in some culinary must-tries.
Oh, yes.
Like Berliner Weisse and currywurst.
It sounds like Monica is going to have a pretty amazing experience. With her love for history and culture, I think she'll really appreciate those recommendations.
Oh, and we can't forget Martin.
Oh, no.
He chimed in with his usual playful humor, promising to squeeze every drop of knowledge from his father about Berlin and share all the secret details with Monica.
I do love Martin's contributions. He always adds that touch of lightheartedness. From the sounds of it, Monica's trip is shaping up to be quite an adventure. From Seoul to Strasbourg and Berlin, she'll be experiencing a diverse slice of the world.
Now let's shift gears a bit. Sylvie brought up a really thought-provoking topic in the community.
Okay.
religion, she's interested in comparing different religions, not from a theological point of view, but from a practical and cultural perspective.
That's a fascinating angle. Religion can be such a sensitive topic, but I think focusing on the cultural aspects and how different faiths are lived out in daily life can be a great way to foster understanding and respect.
Exactly. Sylvie wants to understand how different religions approach major events like Christmas and Easter, the concept of an afterlife, and even the various branches and sects within each religion.
That's a great way to encourage dialogue and learning. It's wonderful that the Breda community has such a diverse range of perspectives, with members representing Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and atheism.
Right.
It's the perfect environment for a discussion like this.
Speaking of diverse perspectives, let's catch up with Clea again. Remember, she's Natalie's daughter.
Yes.
And she's got some pretty exciting aspirations.
Oh, yes, Clea. She's the one who moved from a small French town to the bustling metropolis of Solrite. What's she been up to?
Well, she's got her sights set on studying journalism in the UK starting in 2025. She recently shared her UCAS personal statement in the community, which, by the way, stands for Universities and Colleges Admission Service.
Right.
It's the UK's application system for university. And let me tell you, her statement is quite impressive.
I'd love to hear more about it. Her unique upbringing growing up between a peaceful French town and the more challenging regions where her father worked as a diplomat must have given her a fascinating perspective on the world.
Absolutely. She talks about how that exposure to global issues from a young age really ignited her curiosity and her desire to understand world affairs. And then, of course, she highlights her move to South Korea, her language studies, and her growing journalism portfolio.
It sounds like she's already gaining valuable experience through her articles, podcasts, and internships. What are her specific areas of interest within journalism?
She's particularly interested in specializing in Korean or broader Asian international relations, potentially as a journalist or diplomat. She even mentions visiting the border between North and South Korea, researching the Korean conflict, and engaging with professionals in the field.
That's remarkable how she's taking advantage of her time in Seoul to delve deeper into her passions. Her adaptability, creativity, and community service involvement really shine through in her statement as well.
Definitely. And she seems very eager to bring all of those qualities and experiences to the UK academic community.
Well, it sounds like she's well on her way to achieving her goals. She's already taken some impressive steps towards building a fulfilling career in journalism. What's she currently working on?
She's actually working on a really interesting article exploring why adults enjoy watching cartoons.
Oh, fun.
She even put out a call to the Breda community, asking members to share their thoughts and experiences.
That's a fun topic. I'm curious to see what kind of responses she gets. It's true that cartoons often have a timeless appeal that transcends age.
Exactly. I mean, yeah. Who doesn't have a favorite childhood cartoon that they still enjoy watching from time to time?
Makes you wonder what it is about cartoons that continues to appeal to us, even as adults. Is it the nostalgia, the escapism, the humor? Or maybe it's a reminder of simpler times, a way to see the world through a child's eyes again.
I think it's probably a combination of all those things. And I love that Clea is tapping into the Breda community for their insights.
Yeah.
It'll be fascinating to see what kind of responses she gets from people around the world.
Me too. It's a reminder that even something as seemingly lighthearted as cartoons can spark meaningful conversations and connect us in unexpected ways.
And sometimes those lighthearted moments are exactly what we need.
Yeah.
Especially when we're also confronted with heavier topics,
yeah,
like the one Frank brought up. November is CRPS Awareness Month. And Frank, whose wife Mary suffers from complex regional pain syndrome, took the opportunity to raise awareness within the community.
CRPS is a debilitating condition that often goes unrecognized. It's important to shed light on it, especially during Awareness Month.
Absolutely. Frank shared some information from the Royal College of Physicians guidelines explaining that CRPS is a painful chronic condition that is often associated with limb injuries. It can cause sensory motor and skin abnormalities, and the pain is often completely disproportionate to the initial injury.
That's a crucial point to highlight. The fact that the pain is often out of proportion to the original injury can lead to misunderstandings and make it even more challenging for those living with CRPS.
Exactly. And Frank emphasized that while CRPS isn't caused by psychological issues,
right,
it can subsequently lead to mental health challenges because of the chronic pain and its impact on daily life.
That makes sense. Living with chronic pain can take a toll on anyone's mental well-being.
He also mentioned the McGill Pain Index, which compares the severity of different pain conditions. CRPS ranks quite high on the scale.
Oh, wow.
Even surpassing the pain of childbirth and phantom limb pain.
Wow, that really puts the intensity of CRPS pain into perspective. It's a stark reminder of the invisible struggles that many people face on a daily basis.
Clea actually chimed in with a personal anecdote that sheds light on the importance of psychological preparation before surgery. She shared how her mother's cousin, who specializes in pain management, has noticed that patients who are well-supported psychologically before surgery tend to have fewer complications, including CRPS.
That's a fascinating insight. It suggests that addressing the emotional and psychological aspects of surgery can play a significant role in patient outcomes.
Exactly. It underscores the interconnectedness of our physical and mental well-being.
Well, this has been quite a journey through the Breda Communities Week.
Yeah.
We've covered everything from family adventures in Seoul to insightful discussions on religion and health awareness.
Yeah.
And even touched upon the world of cartoons.
It's amazing how such a diverse range of topics can come together to create such a rich tapestry of experiences and perspectives.
It's a reminder that even though we may be scattered across the globe, we're all connected through our shared humanity and our thirst for knowledge and understanding.
Beautifully put. And on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this edition of Breda Brew. It's been an interesting week. I'm Sam.
And I'm Claire.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.